It seems like a long time ago. It was 1 year ago on January 11th and 12th that the temperature reached 67 degrees at Albany. It's not that warm today, but temperatures are running a bit above average, even though it has been a fairly gray afternoon. There have been a couple of snow showers around at times, and the overall weather pattern will remain quiet through the end of the work week. There will be a few spotty snow showers from time to time that could leave a little dusting of snow in some areas, but I'm not expecting any significant precipitation through Friday. There is the chance for some stormy weather Friday night into Saturday. So heading into tonight, we're going to keep it fairly cloudy. I'll call it variably to mostly cloudy, as there will probably be some breaks in the clouds. And there is the chance for some snow showers, especially in areas north of I-90. These are not going to be very heavy snow showers, but there's the chance for at least some spotty accumulation of snow. Overnight lows will be in the upper teens and low to mid-20s. And then tomorrow will be another fairly gray day. Clouds will mix with some sun, and there is the chance for a couple of spotty snow showers, but that's not going to be a big deal. High temperatures tomorrow will be in the upper 20s to low and mid-30s, and there isn't going to be much wind, so it'll feel fairly pleasant for this time of year. The quiet weather will continue on Thursday with temperatures again in the 30s, and we could make a run at the 40-degree mark on Friday. Neither day will have significant precipitation. And then Friday night into Saturday, an area of low pressure will work into the Great Lakes, and a front will approach the East Coast. And then along that front, a second storm will develop and lift its way into New England. That's going to bring the chance for some rain and snow across the Northeast. Odds are pretty good that there will be moderate precipitation across the Northeast in that time frame, though it's still a bit early to say exactly who will receive the most precipitation and exactly where that rain and snow line will set up. So that's something that we will continue to watch over the next several days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, a low of 18 to 26. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, a chance of flurries, a high of 28 to 36. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, a low of 18 to 26. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, a chance of flurries, with a high of 28 to 36. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the low to mid-20s, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, with lows in the low to mid-20s, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, with highs in the mid-30s. Region-wide on Thursday, variably cloudy, a chance of snow showers, highs in the 30s, and on Friday, mostly cloudy, with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.